The World Is Gonna Bend by Beckus, read by X-Man Hater. Summary: Danielle's had a string of really awful dates. Then Jared tries to hook her up, but she's way more interested in the cute girl making her coffee. Danielle pushes the mashed potatoes around on her plate. She glances down at her lap and thumbs the side of her phone, checking the time. Christ, how the hell is it only 7:30? She bites her bottom lip and glances up again. Her date for the evening, Lauren or Lisa, she can't remember her name, is still talking, going on and on and on about. So then she goes, right, the world's most annoying date, talking about her annoying friends. And Danielle is never letting Misha hook her up with one of his coworkers again. She should have known better than to listen to Misha, of all people. I need to use the ladies' room. Danielle pushes her chair back and grabs her purse. Thank God Riley's working tonight. She can totally pay him off to fake an emergency.
Oh, of course.
Lauren, or Lisa, pushes her hair back over her shoulder and smiles at Danielle coyly.
Hurry back.
Danielle waits until her back is to the table before she rolls her eyes and hurries towards the back of the restaurant. She pushes the door open to the outside. Riley's leaning against the building, smoking a cigarette. He grins at her and offers the carton, but Danielle shakes her head and leans next to him.
So, how's it going?
I will give you $5 to fake a family emergency text to my phone.
Riley barks out a laugh and drops his cigarette on the ground, stomping it out with his foot.
Tell you what, buy me a beer and we'll call it even.
He holds his fist out and Danielle bumps it with hers.
Thank God, I'm going to kill Misha.
Go back to your date before she starts looking for you.
Danielle rolls her eyes and pushes away from the wall. She walks back to the restaurant and sinks back into her chair, giving what's-her-name a fake smile.
So, where was I? Oh, right, so Maggie says.
Danielle's never been so happy to hear her phone go off 5 minutes later. She owes Riley 2 beers for this. Danielle isn't terrible at dating. She's just been having a really fucking awful streak. She's an awesome girlfriend. She really is. She's not just tooting her own horn. She's still friends with half her exes, even the last boyfriend she had before she realized she was gay. But the last few months have been terrible. She had a bad breakup with Julie, and ever since then it's been one bad date after another. It's her friends trying to hook her up with girls she's not really interested in, and her family not wanting her to be single anymore. It's just a bad spell. It happens to everyone. Jensen dated a string of loser dudes before she hooked him up with Jared. Vicky, her first girlfriend, had a string of really bad dates before she met Misha, and, well, that turned out pretty okay. So really, it's just a bad turn of luck. She knows it'll get better. She's ready to give up for a while, though. Danielle doesn't need a girlfriend to be happy. She has an awesome job, a great group of friends, and she's happy enough on her own. Her mother seems to have different ideas about what'll make Danielle happy, but since she's halfway across the country, she's just gonna have to deal. So, Jensen picks at the label on his beer. Danielle pushes her hair over her shoulder and studies Jensen for a moment.
No.
Jensen frowns. Come on, hear me out.
Nope, I learned my lesson.
Okay, I admit that Julie was a bad idea.
An epically bad idea.
Well, how was I supposed to know? Danielle sighs and takes a long sip of her beer.
Just no more, okay?
But...
Nope, don't want to hear it. I had the worst date in the history of dates the other night. I am fucking done.
Jensen sighs and hooks his foot around the bottom of her chair. Jensen's her oldest friend, which means he knows about her awkward high school years, her college boyfriends when she finally got hot, and the first girl that made her go. Huh. Jensen's been there through everything, which is why she gives in.
Okay, hit me.
Jensen grins and taps the neck of his beer against her own. Jared knows this girl.
Am I really going to want to agree to this?
Danielle waves over the bartender and orders a couple of shots.
Are you seriously liquoring up first?
Yes. That way, if it fails miserably, I can blame it on the booze.
You realize you've blamed every bad decision you've ever made on alcohol.
That's how I roll. Now on with it, Ackles.
Jensen rolls his eyes, but grabs one of the shots in front of her and throws it back before answering a question.
Jared has this friend. Daniil bites back a comment because Jared has friends and then Jared has friends. Jared's got friends like the kind of guys that hook you up with weed in college, the guys you should really ditch after you graduate, but guys that Jared seems to hold on to. He actually thinks they're fun. Daniil's kind of terrified of the prospects, honestly. Jared has this friend, Adrian. She's pretty hot. I mean, I would hit that, and I'm really into dick? Practically married? Did I mention you're really into dick? Daniil offers. Yeah, Jensen smirks and throws back another shot. Anyway, she's single. Daniil sighs and throws back the last shot and thinks, yeah, why the hell not? Daniil lets Jensen set up the date with Jared's friend and tries not to think about it all through work. Jared calls her and insists it's going to be awesome, that she and Adrian are going to hit it off right away and not to worry. She stops by her favorite coffee place after lunch, like she always does. Standing behind the counter isn't the usual tall, skinny guy with an awesome smile, but some short brunette who looks a little awkward. Can I help you? She bites her bottom lip. Daniil looks over the pastries in the case, tapping her finger against the glass. She glances up at the girl behind the counter. Where's Aldous? She kind of counted on Aldous being there today to make her laugh and hit on her inappropriately, even though he knew she was totally gay. The girl pushes her hair behind her ear and looks towards the back of the store. We switched shifts today. Daniil grins and taps the glass right over a chocolate thing. She's not quite sure what it is. Sorry I missed him. Can I get one of these things? And a medium coffee? The girl nods and gets to work, getting Daniil's order together. Daniil grins when the girl glances over her shoulder at Daniil while she's pouring coffee, and she blushes before turning her attention back to pouring the coffee. You're Daniil, right? The girl grabs a lid and presses it down on the coffee cup, sliding it across the counter. I'm Genevieve. Daniil grins and shakes her hand. I've never seen you here before. She shrugs. I usually work the morning shift, but Aldous had some interview and I offered to switch. She punches a few buttons on the register and Daniil hands over a few bills. So Aldous talks about me a lot then? Genevieve flushes as she counts out Daniil's change. Kind of a lot, yeah. And, there aren't a lot of hot redheads that come in here. At least not at one every day. Daniil blushes because women are usually never that upfront with her. And Genevieve's cute. Maybe not her usual type, but she's bold. Daniil likes bold. Here's your change. Genevieve's face is still flushed as she hands over Daniil's change. Their hands brush and Daniil opens her mouth to say something. But the door to the coffee shop opens and a stream of customers line up behind her. Daniil gives her a smile and grabs her food, glancing at Genevieve one last time before she leaves. Maybe she'll change up her morning coffee routine. Adrian really is that hot. Like, if Daniil wasn't totally sure she was gay, Adrian would have made Daniil totally sure that she liked women. She is the textbook definition of a hot blonde. And turns out she's not one of Jared's friends, but like a legit person. She's smart and funny, and Daniil has the best date she's had in months. Which, of course, means that she keeps zoning out and thinking about the girl from the coffee shop. Daniil? Daniil shakes her head and grins at Adrian. Sorry, just totally spaced out for a minute. Adrian grins and holds up the dessert menu. What do you think, up for some cake? Daniil glances at her phone. It's fucking stupid. She's out on an awesome date and she's thinking about someone else. Christ, Harris. Yeah, I'm up for dessert. Daniil doesn't change up her coffee breaks on purpose. Seriously. But she's having a shitty morning and the coffee machine at work is broken, so she offers to go across the street for a coffee run. List in hand, she opens the door to the coffee place just in time to remember that Genevieve works the morning shift. Blushing, Daniil gets in line. She watches Genevieve run around, taking orders and making coffees. She's smiling and talking to customers. Daniil gets closer and closer to the front, hoping someone other than Genevieve waits on her. She spent an entire evening thinking about Genevieve, about her smile, and how her face flushed when she hit on Daniil. Daniil steps up to the counter, smiling a little as Genevieve's face lights up in recognition. Oh, hey, you're here early. Daniil nods and holds out the list. coffee machines down at work. Genevieve makes a face, and Christ, she's adorable. Oh no, I'll get right on this. She smiles at Daniil and grabs a bunch of cups, writing on the sides and pouring coffee. Daniil tries not to watch, looking everywhere but behind the counter. Genevieve's humming to herself and grabs a tray before totaling everything up on the register. Genevieve smiles as she rings up Daniil's credit card, and Daniil feels like a dumbass. Nice seeing you again. Genevieve gives her a hopeful smile as she hands over Daniil's receipt, their hands brushing again. Yeah, you too. Daniil blushes and grabs her coffee, hightailing it out of there. Stupid, stupid, stupid. She doesn't realize until she's back at the office and halfway through her cup of coffee that Genevieve wrote her phone number down the side of her cup with a little smiley face. So, Adrian said you guys had an awesome time the other night. Daniil ignores Jared as she orders a beer and sits down at the bar. He taps his foot against hers impatiently. Well, tell me the dirty details. Daniil shrugs, picking up the napkin in front of her. It was fun. That's it? Adrian said, oh no. She glances over at Jared. He's frowning, studying her face like he's looking for something. Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. What? What happened? She really likes you. The bartender comes over with her beer, and Daniil takes a long drink, avoiding Jared's look. She was really nice, really great. Daniil wipes the side of her glass with her napkin. Okay, so what went wrong? Nothing. It was a good date. Adrian's awesome. Jared leans against the bar, trying to catch her eyes. Come on, Harris, you can tell me the truth. I'm not going to be offended if you don't like her. I did like her. Then what's wrong? Daniil shrugs and takes another long sip of her beer. She risks a glance over at Jared. He looks like someone killed his dog. Look, I was a little distracted. Jared opens his mouth a few times. Distracted? Like, why, Ms. Harris, do you have a crush on a girl? He smirks and nudges her arm with his elbow. Daniil flushes. I don't know. I can't stop thinking about her. Jared grins and wraps his arm around her shoulders. What's she like? Well, she's not a hot blonde. Jared shrugs. Neither is Jensen, but I think I made out okay. Daniil glances over at Jared. You're not mad I wasn't into Adrian? Jared laughs. No way. I mean, I think you're kind of crazy because she's awesome, but I get it. Sometimes you meet someone and it's just, you know. Daniil nods. She gave me her number. I don't know. Jared pulls away and rests his head against his hand. Look, you're clearly crazy about this girl. I mean, come on. You got distracted while you were out on a date with possibly the only girl I'd ever consider going straight for. Daniil sighs and buries her face in her arms. I don't even know anything about her. So call her, get to know her, and get laid. Daniil scowls and punches Jared's arm. I'm just saying. Shut up and buy me a beer. You're a cheap date. Easy, though, Jared says, winking, but he buys her another beer. Daniil's washing her hands in the bathroom of the bar when the door swings open, and Genevieve, of all people, comes crashing in. She's swaying on her feet, and Daniil takes pity on her, grabbing her arms and steadying her. Hey, it's you, the hot redhead. Genevieve grins widely and leans into Daniil. It's me. Daniil moves until Genevieve's leaning against the bathroom counter. You're really hot. Genevieve sways forward. Daniil can feel her face flush as Genevieve checks her out. She's not even really all that dressed up, just wearing a simple shirt and jeans and decent shoes because she was going out with Jared for the night. But now Genevieve's looking at her like she's the hottest thing she's ever seen, and Daniil's wondering why she didn't dress up a little more. Thanks. Daniil has no idea what it is about Genevieve that turns her into a fumbling teenager, but there it is. Daniil's acting like a moron. You didn't call me, though, Genevieve frowns. Yeah, I wasn't sure if... I don't know why I didn't call. Daniil flushes and runs a hand through her hair. Oh. Genevieve sways a little, and Daniil holds out a hand. Were you ever gonna? Or should I set myself up for disappointment?
I don't know. I totally suck at this. I mean, I was out on a date with this really hot blonde, and all I could think about was about how I had your number in my phone, and if I wanted to call you, and...
Genevieve grins, wide and bright. Would you be totally against me kissing you right now? Daniil swallows and takes a couple steps forward. Depends on how drunk you are. Genevieve makes a face, looking at the ceiling. I am pretty drunk. Daniil frowns and then gets an idea. She grins as she pulls her phone out and types a text. She hits send, and a few seconds later, Genevieve's phone beeps. Genevieve takes her phone out of her pocket and stares at it. I am way too drunk to send you a text with actual words in it. Genevieve winks. But yes, I'll totally go out with you. Daniil takes a few more steps forward and tilts her head down as Genevieve tilts her head up. Genevieve's been drinking something sweet all night, and Daniil groans, deepening the kiss and sliding her tongue into Genevieve's mouth. Just as Daniil's really getting into it, holding onto Jen's thighs as they kiss, the bathroom door swings open and they pull apart quickly. Daniil wipes her mouth with her hand and flushes as a group of girls come into the bathroom, laughing together. Genevieve winks and jumps off the counter, pulling Daniil out of the bathroom. Daniil calls Genevieve the next afternoon, hands sweating as she hits the call button. She's totally nervous for no reason, because she's asked a ton of girls out before. But this is different. Genevieve suggests a restaurant not too far from Daniil's place and picks Daniil up 10 minutes early. It's pretty much the best date ever. Genevieve cracks a joke on the way to the restaurant that soothed Daniil's nerves, and Daniil's relaxed for the rest of the night. She finds out that Jen and Jared actually know each other because Genevieve's a year behind him and studying to be a vet just like Jared. She shares her drunk Jared stories with Jen and tells her about her friends, and Jen tells Daniil her horror stories about class and working with Aldous every day. There's some tension, but the fact is they made out in the bathroom the night before, and that kills some of the pressure. They've already kissed, so Daniil goes with her gut and kisses Genevieve as they leave the restaurant, pushing her up against her car. Genevieve squeaks and wraps her hands in Daniil's hair, and it's totally hot. So are you going to ask me out again? Daniil grins and pushes Jen's hair off her forehead. Hey, I asked this time. It's your turn now. Genevieve grins as she holds Daniil's coat closed, stepping up on her tiptoes and kissing Daniil lightly. You're going to have to wait patiently then. I'm a very busy woman. Daniil rolls her eyes and kisses her again. I get asked out a lot, I'll have you know. Genevieve giggles. I'll have to stake my claim then. Oh, please do. It's so corny and ridiculous, but Genevieve moans against her mouth and pulls away, unlocking her car and pushing Daniil into the back seat. When Jen drops her off, Daniil invites her out to the bar with her and Jared and Jensen the next night. Genevieve shows up a half an hour late because of work, looking a little tired, but with a big grin on her face. Jared laughs as soon as she and Jen kiss. What? Nothing. I was just going to give you Jen's number if it didn't work out with Adrian, that's all. The end.